the sidewalk and gave the gospel down to somebody else down there. Yeah, the gospel of Jesus Christ. We travel and we preach. Yeah, we preach that Christ came into the world to save sinners. Perfect God-man. He shed his blood for the forgiveness of sins, and he rose again to defeat death, so he lived the perfect life.
Thank you guys for telling people that.
Yeah, and I'll give you the gospel. And by placing your faith in that shed blood, in his death, burial, and resurrection that cleanses us, defeats death for us, he's the only way. John 14:6 tells us that. He's the way, the truth, and the life. We have to place our faith and repent. Now, most of the American church system starts with that faith thing and say, believe in Jesus, and you raise your hand, say a prayer, get water baptized, and go to heaven. But Jesus' first ministry words were repent. And repentance is a changing of your mind. And when you change your mind to serve him, guess what you're going to do? You're going to realize that you're far short of the ways of God, and you're going to want to change your ways after you change your mind. And that means coming out of the culture, coming out of the world, coming out of all false man-made religion. You said Merry Christmas. We'll get to that in a minute.
Oh,
well, hold on. We'll get to that in a minute.
Don't take that the wrong way.
And
Jesus Christ is my personal Savior.
Yeah.
But I know that he died for me.
Yeah. Let me finish the gospel.
I don't want to stray too far away.
Yeah, let me finish the gospel. By faith, you have to repent. And then when God sees a willing vessel, you're willing to repent. Guess what's going to happen? You must be born again. Jesus said, no man can see the kingdom of God unless you're born again. It's a spiritual newness.
He also died just so that we could do whatever we want out here, man.
What's that?
He died because we suck at being humans.
Right.
Like, he died because he was the only perfect person.
Right.
The rest of us are terrible at being people.
Well, hold on. So
he died. So,
so by faith you repent.
As long as I accept him in my heart.
Hold on.
And I'm not trying to argue.
Yeah,
with you.
No.
That's,
but you asked me about the gospel. I want to preach the gospel.
I have his love in my heart.
I want to preach the gospel to you. By faith you repent, you're born again. If you truly are born again, you're right, we're all fallen people. But the Spirit of God and the Word of God gives you the power to overcome all sin. And Jesus said,
I can agree with you.
Jesus said, go, sin no more. That doesn't mean you're never going to sin again. But your heart should be where you don't want to sin anymore. And my heart should be that way. And when we fall into sin or choose sin, what should we do? Live in it?
No,
what should we do?
You shouldn't wallow in it either.
We should repent of it and leave it.
Of course you should.
And then holiness and obedience mark God's people. Without holiness, the Bible says no one will see God. Holiness means to be set apart. And then you have to endure in that till the end. Now, here's the question I have for you. The Bible says in Hebrews 10:26, if we live in willful sin. Do you know what willful sin is?
Yeah, I did.
Willful sin is sin you do that you know is sin and you keep doing it. You know stealing's wrong, you go steal. You know cussing's wrong, you cuss. You know lusting's wrong, you lust. And you keep doing it. Do you know what it says in Hebrews 10:26? That if you keep doing willful sin, that's the New Testament. If you keep doing willful sin, you know what it says? You don't have a sacrifice for your sins. Christ will not forgive your sins, look at that, you hold on to.
I don't want to be argumentative.
No, you're not arguing. You know what he wants to do? He wants you to forsake all your sin, give it to him, and he'll cleanse you.
And that's what I thought.
We were worldly, wicked, carnal people. And we had to repent of all that. So you know what proves your love of God?
What?
Not just saying you love him in your heart. You talked about your heart. Not just saying you love him in your heart. Jesus said out of your heart, your mouth speaks. So guys that cuss, they don't have a lip problem. They got a heart problem.
I cuss.
Yeah, okay. So you got a heart problem. Yeah, so what you got to do is ask God for a new heart, a new mind, and not just have Jesus.
I'll put that in my prayers.
Yeah. Not just have Jesus like a thought on your heart, but have Jesus as your Lord, your Savior, your Master, your King, your Ruler, your Creator. And then, last part, you must seek him. Seek the kingdom of God. You know there's two kingdoms. There's the kingdom of Satan. You were born in it, and so was I, and so was my wife's sister Amin.
Right now,
you have to repent of the kingdom of Satan. The culture, sports, politics, movies, how you dress, how you talk, how you act. You have to repent of that, and guess what kingdom you have to enter?
Kingdom of God.
Kingdom of God. Okay. And are you willing to lose? What's your first name?
Troy,
I'm James.
James?
That's my brother.
That's a good biblical name.
My brothers call me Tupos. This is my wife, Amin.
Amin.
That means faithful. Are you willing to lose? Don't answer this now. I want you to ponder this. Are you willing to lose your entire life to follow Jesus? Not just think.
I don't want to die today, but when I do,
Okay.
I'll be there in his kingdom with
him,
I hope.
If you're following and obeying, that is the hope. So that's my encouragement to you to read the Bible, follow, and obey. Last thing, you've been patient.
Yes.
Christmas, you mentioned Christmas. Uh-huh. It's a pagan holiday, you know.
No, yeah.
It's pagan. It's not of God. God says, obey me, don't keep false ways. You know what Paul said?
All depending on how, like, what light you put it in.
No. He said, don't keep pagan ways. Here you go. Revelation 22 says, if you practice one lie, you'll be outside of the kingdom. December 25th is not his birthday. God didn't.
Yeah, it's a pagan holiday.
God didn't say to ordain it. God didn't ordain it.
But they also, you know, I mean, it's all how you look at it, man.
No, no, you're looking at it your way.
I can love it as a fucking great. I'm sorry for cursing.
Oh yeah, yeah. You gotta. Yeah. I'm sorry. Out of your heart. You gotta ask for that new heart.
Like I said, I'm
glad you see your need.
I curse sometimes, but
I'm glad you see your need. You need that.
You know, you can still love it as a holiday that celebrates him if you look at it in that way.
No,
you're looking at it in a different way.
No, because
I'm looking at it in the way that celebrates him. You're looking in the way of like...
Last thing, and I'm going to let you be.
Okay.
We don't celebrate Jesus by keeping pagan holidays. We celebrate Jesus by loving him, obeying... Hold on. Obeying him and losing his life. Yes.
You
hear what I just said? You don't love Jesus by celebrating a pagan holiday. You love Jesus by obeying him in holiness. Check out my website.
Check out my website sometime. Yeah,
we love you.
Yeah.
God be praised.